Let's talk a little bit about prevention. You're the head of the IBIS-2 trial. Can you talk a little bit about, first of all, where we are with IBIS-1 that's now reporting some long-term data, what's being looked at in IBIS-2, and what other strategies you're interested in?
The data on long-term effects of tamoxifen are clearly very important. There are four trials out there, but only two of them will be able to give really good long-term data, which are uncontaminated by women who are on the control arm taking treatment, as happened in P1. Clearly, P1 is a very, very important study, large numbers, and in the relatively short period of treatment that patients had, they showed a 50% reduction. Very, very important study. But there are two studies reported at San Antonio which ask the question, what happens when you stop treatment? And what would you predict? Would you get a carryover effect or would you not get a carryover? The answer is you get a carryover effect. It really is absolutely fascinating. And first of all, the IBIS-1 study. 7,000 women in that study, and they were continued blinded after stopping treatment after 5 years. And the data being presented by Jack Cusick showing that 30 to 40% reduction continues out to 10 years, and the toxicity goes down. The problem of endometrial cancer goes away, the problem of deep vein thrombosis goes away, other problems of flushes all go away. So you're left with a net benefit, I think, in the end. So it's led us to reconsider the view that we have on tamoxifen and potentially go back to our medicines control agency and say, look, let's reconsider this drug as a preventive agent. The data are supported by the Royal Marsden trial, which Trevor Powles is going to present. That was a randomized trial of 8 years of tamoxifen versus placebo. And after stopping tamoxifen, he's shown that there is a 50% reduction beyond stopping tamoxifen, which is clearly another carryover effect. So we've got two trials showing a carryover effect, which I think is very important for prevention. It's made us look at it in a different light.